It's an ordinary Tuesday at Oakland Junior High. In the gym, students are playing flag frisbee. In the industrial tech wing, they are building mousetrap cars.
Mousetrap cars?
Yeah, mine keeps running into the walls.
And in the 8th grade honors block, they are preparing their National History Day projects.
Last thing is, you guys have a full period here of work time. Make sure that you're being on task, being appropriate. I give you that freedom, you're young adults.
But a lot of changes are coming. In a year and a half, many of the students now at Oakland will make the switch over to Battle to become the first sophomores and juniors at the new high school. Making the move with them will be Oakland's principal, Kim Presco.
I've spent the majority of my career here at Oakland Junior High, working with the families on the northeast end of town. It was the opportunity to continue to work with those families, but to also kind of be someone they trusted.
One of Presco's top priorities for Battle is putting together a committed group of teachers. Oakland social studies teacher Joshua Johnson says the focus on the students is one of the things that makes Oakland stand out as a school.
I think letting students know that they're cared for and that they are valued and that we care about their success is very, very important. And when I left Oakland as a student, I just kind of thought that's how it was everywhere. And then once I started going out in the real world and teaching at other places, I realized that, you know what, this is not the same as Oakland, and I realized how special it was.
For Johnson and Presco, showing students you care and putting them first becomes all the more important when the school has a high percentage of students living in poverty, like Oakland does, and Battle will. 50% of Oakland students are on free and reduced lunch.
A lot of people view us as being different and having different challenges, and I would argue that we have the same challenges as at other schools, and we have to really focus our energy and make sure that those students that may not get the things that they need outside of school are given those kind of tools here when they are at school.
Presco says today's teaching standards make small class sizes and manageable teaching rosters especially vital.
Before it was either it's right or it's wrong, you can go back and redo it. Now it's about you're almost there, try this, you know, kind of thing. And so the feedback's real important, and to give constructive and effective feedback, it takes a lot more time.
Presco is aiming for 25 to 28 students per class at Battle. Another priority she has for the school is collaboration. That's the focus of two practices from Oakland she plans on bringing with her to Battle. One, a school-wide intervention system.
What do you do when the kids aren't getting those learning outcomes, and how do we work as a team to make sure that they meet those rather than as individual teachers?
And two, common assessments.
Every student who's taking Algebra 1 has the same type of assessment at the end of each unit, so we know that we're teaching similar things.
Ninth grader Summer McNellis cares more about volleyball spikes than standards or policies. But she's proud of her school and credits her teachers for helping her learn.
I feel like Oakland has a really bad reputation, and if you actually go to school, it's not that bad.
What makes it a good school? What would you like to tell them if you could?
The teachers really like, they like the one-on-one, and they make sure you get your work done and stuff.
Perhaps the best point in Oakland's favor is that it has produced students like Summer, who couldn't wait to return to study hall and get her homework done.
Yeah.
I don't like to take time out of my social life.
And you have a ball game tonight, I can tell, with your sweats on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Camille Phillips, KBIA News.